This year, the U.S. Supreme Court will take its first look at grandparents' rights to visitation in a case out of Washington State. In that case, the mother resisted the demands of the children's paternal grandparents to visit with them. She argues that she has the right to do that now that the children's father has died, that she has a constitutional right to privacy to keep the government from meddling in her family affairs, telling her with whom her children should visit. It's the first time the U.S. Supreme Court will tackle the issue, but certainly not the first time other courts have taken up the matter. In fact, it's one that's troubled courts since at least 1894 in a case from Louisiana. In that case, over 100 years old now, the widowed father of two young girls, 6 and 8 years old, wanted to keep their maternal grandmother away from them and hadn't let her visit for 3 years. So she filed a lawsuit and argued before the court that she had every right to visit her grandchildren, no matter what the father said. There's an interesting opinion by the Louisiana Supreme Court in the case, and its recitation of the facts hints at the outcome. Justices initially noted that the two girls live with their father and their paternal grandfather. Read, there is some influence from grandparents in the girls' lives. Justices also pointed out that the grandmother who wanted to visit with the girls has a coolness about her and would render the visit with the girls anything but pleasant. So it's no big surprise that by the end of the case, the Louisiana justices decide that the father can do whatever he wants under the circumstances and keep the maternal grandmother out of his daughter's lives. The father might be worried, the justices reasoned, that the grandmother would work to lessen the respect the girls have for their father, that she might teach them the wrong things. But in the end, the justices don't know and don't care to know the reasons why the father wanted to keep his daughters away from their grandmother. They found that he owes no account to anyone of his motives. They may be so intimate that the honor of the family requires that they shall remain a secret. And then the judges wrote a rhetorical question. Shall we say that the judge shall be the arbitrator between the grandparent and the father? The answer in most states today is yes. Legislatures in all 50 states have passed grandparents' visitation laws, and if grandparents are fit, they can ask the court to award them the right to see their grandchildren, even over the objections of the parents. And oftentimes it is the judge who decides such matters, delving into the intimate details that so concern the Louisiana court, and yes, acting as arbitrator between the grandparent and the parent. In the current controversy, the grandparents' rights groups argue that that's the way it should be, that there are cases where mothers, for example, keep paternal grandparents out of their grandchildren's lives simply because the mothers want to marry someone else and cut ties with the old family. The parents' rights groups argue that the government must stay out of these decisions and that the only constitutionally permissive solution is to do away with all grandparents' visitation statutes. Interesting arguments today and reminiscent of those made over 100 years ago in Louisiana. By late spring or early summer, we should know if today's justices agree with one or the other. Or perhaps they'll take the middle ground and find limited grandparent visitation constitutionally permissible. Even the Louisiana court, so certain in the 1894 case that the father had the right to exclude the grandmother, noted that there may be cases of downright wrong and inhumanity demanding judicial intervention. I'm Amy Guida.